This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The City of Oshkosh will have its first public information meeting tonight on the proposed vehicle registration fee. The city wants to replace special assessments for property owners by charging a $35 per year per vehicle fee, in addition to a less than 1% increase in utility fees. Tonight's meeting is at 6 o'clock at City Hall. A live question and answer session is planned Wednesday at noon on Oshkosh Government TV, and another presentation comes up on Thursday morning at City Hall. At this time, it's not known exactly when the Common Council will vote on that vehicle registration fee. As the weather warms up, the DNR is reminding ice fishermen to be cautious out there. Temperatures are expected to be in the upper 30s to low 40s over the next week to 10 days. With the sturgeon spearing season getting underway in just a couple of weeks, a cold snap is needed for Lake Winnebago and the upriver lakes. The Oshkosh Corporation releases its fourth quarter and year-end earnings today. Oshkosh has beaten Wall Street estimates the last three quarters in a row. Page 2, Lakeshore Pavilion is up and running and now taking reservations. Rentals can be made through the City Parks Department. For residents, the rentals are $236 on weekdays, $288 for weekends and holidays. The pavilion is located on the old Lakeshore Golf Course grounds. The city still has money from the American Rescue Plan Act to spend. They're inviting nonprofits to apply for those funds. Groups have until the end of this year to take in any money from the city they get and spend it. Candidates for Winnebago County Circuit Court Judge will have a forum tomorrow night. Lakeisha Hayes, Michael Rust, and Eric Haywood are expected to participate. And when early voting gets underway next week, voters will have a new spot to cast their ballots in the city. The city has put together a polling site on Irving Avenue. Turning to sports, Oshkosh's Ty Halliburton will be a starter in this year's NBA All-Star Game. He again leads the league in assists at this point. The Herd pick up a win last night in Florida and a good one brewing tonight. Oshkosh North's boys basketball team squares off against Appleton North tonight. The Spartans are currently the top team in the FVA, with the Lightning number two. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.